The voice you're hearing from the ether is Curtis Arnold, host of the show Aviators, as well as a whole laundry list of pilot-type things. Commercial pilot, instrument rating, air traffic control. He's been on both sides of the radio and done all sorts of crazy things, as well as a dynamic and knowledgeable aviation speaker.
It's difficult when you get set up like that. It's like somebody saying, say something funny, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Say something intelligent.
Yes.
Gets me every
time.
What
might that be?
Well, with us, it'd be duh.
So talk to us about the show. Now, you said you got to do a lot of cool things this year.
I have got to do a lot of cool things. Season 2 is out on PBS right now, and Season 3 debuts in September. So we've been working pretty hard over the wintertime, putting everything in packaging it up for PBS and for iTunes and for Hulu. So in the first episode that you're going to see, if some of you listening are at Oshkosh, it's going to be premiering at the Sennheiser booth on Thursday evening. You're going to get to see, I got to do a one-hour dual ride in a T6 where they put me in the front seat and let me do the takeoff, and we got to fly some aerobatics and we got to do the landing, and that leads into something even more cool in my mind in the second show. I actually got to try a P-51. So
nice. Wow.
Yeah, it's on the list of things I never thought I would do in life, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty fascinating.
What did you think about flying the P-51?
Well, I mean, how can you not fall in love with that airplane? You know, it's a visceral experience. It really is. And you'll see on the show, I try to describe it as much as I can. But what you'll also see is this kind of silly grin on my face.
Right. It took like a week to get rid of that.
It did. I'm not sure it's gone yet. I can still remember a lot of the sensations. It was an incredible experience.
Has your hearing recovered from the sound of that Merlin engine?
You know, you don't just hear it, you actually feel it inside the airplane.
Wow.
It's as amazing as it sounds outside the airplane, and there's pieces of the dynamic of the engine you hear when the P-51 goes by you when you're standing in an air show that you don't hear inside of it. But feeling that engine and feeling that power and feeling, you know, getting pushed back in the seat at takeoff, and we're in cruise power doing all kinds of aerobatics, and we're climbing as we're doing loops and rolls and wingovers and hammerheads, and yeah, it just blew my mind. Absolutely blew my mind.
Wow. So, when are you getting one?
Well, I don't know. I think we need to. We should have a TV show airplane, don't you think? Like a P-51.
Oh, sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
A 210, but a P-51 have lots more panache.
Right. The company airplane, definitely.
Yeah. You know, and you get style points too for showing up in a Mustang.
That's right.
You do. I went for a run this morning, and I think I counted 17 or 18 of them in the grass up there on the north end.
They do drag them out here. It's kind of amazing.
No place like it on Earth.
Yep.
It really is.
Hopefully they'll line them all up and crank them up like they're doing with the T-28s right now.
Oh, man. They did that a few years ago. They lined up a bunch of Mustangs and just ran them up. It was wonderful.
It is a nice sound.
It
is a symphony. The other thing we got to do that was kind of interesting, too, and you won't actually see me in the segment, but I got to be around when it was all going on, is Fifi is flying over AirVenture this year. And if you haven't had the chance to get up in it yet, or you haven't bought a ride in it yet, we'll actually take you flying in the airplane and show you what it's like. That's an incredible airplane. The technology in there and the engineers back in that period of time were just so far ahead of
us. Just
the time.
Remember, that was all designed without computers.
Yeah. Slide rules.
Yep.
It is amazing. You know, one of the things that we're going to talk about on the show that was most interesting to me, and it had never occurred to me, is of course, you can't put a machine gun through a pressure vessel.
Right.
So they actually had computerized gun systems on the airplane, and they used to track the fighters with sights or whatever was around them, and the computer would actually track the machine guns and figure out the lead, and it's just amazing.
It was, wasn't it a Honeywell system, I think it was, on board?
Yeah, maybe. Probably, well, we won't speculate on how it worked. Just to say that it did.
It worked, yeah.
Yeah, quite well.
It was an interesting airplane built by Boeing, and a lot of the systems that were on that airplane carried over to commercial aviation.
It was an interesting airplane built by interesting people. Sorry, that's why we're in radio.
Yeah, this is why we don't have a television show.
Right.
Well, TV is kind of fun. You get to paint the picture. We get to show the picture. So.
Okay. Wow, we're lousy painters.
We're lousy painters.
kick the thing over, spill it on the wall.
So what was it like being on board the B-29? Is it as loud as I think it is?
Well, the sad reality is I got to be on it, but not while it was flying. Our cameraman was up while it was flying, and I delivered him. In addition to my job as air traffic control, we also have an airplane, so I was kind of the crew pilot that day, and I flew them, and then I had to jump back in my airplane and fly back without the B-29. But from what I understand, it's a reasonably loud place to be, and that tunnel that you crawl through from the aft pressure compartment to the fore pressure compartment apparently is a long way when you're bumping around in flight. So I understand.
Yeah, I think I can pass on that.
All right. Well, the Bombay wasn't pressurized. That's why they had that tunnel. And you're probably right. Wouldn't want to be in there.
It sounded like it was quite a trip, but there should be some footage of that as well. Our cameraman had a hoot crawling back and forth and taking pictures of everything. So.
Yeah, cameraman, fearless. That you never would have thought those two went together, but apparently they do.
Oh, they do. Yeah, we have some great people that work on the show and get some incredible shots. And, you know, you look over at these guys and they're upside down in a T6 with the camera and the canopy's open and they're taking pictures just to really, I mean, their job is to make the viewer feel like they're there. And I think they do an incredible job of doing that. And he's far braver than I am. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, you get to hang onto a stick at least. He's got nothing.
He's got nothing. And he's hanging a camera and he's looking at the world through the viewfinder. So he's missing out on a lot of the cues that I'm enjoying as a flyer. I like to feel those sensations and feel comfortable with what's going on.
Right, and he's focused on getting the shot.
He is, and there's some incredible people that put the show together, so it's pretty fast-paced, and I think if you've had the chance to see it, you've probably seen that some of the perspectives that those guys get are perspectives that a typical person or enthusiast doesn't have the opportunity to see.
Wow. And I'm sure you've got cameras all over the airplane in different parts where you couldn't necessarily get a cameraman either.
No, that's one of the things now, you know, things have changed so much in the last 10 or 15 years with digital recording devices that now you can really hold a high definition camera inside the palm of your hand. And so that gives us all kinds of opportunities to mount cameras, like you said, inside the airplane, outside the airplane. When you see the P-51 segment that we did with Stallion Corporation, they had the contour cams mounted all over the thing. So you can actually see, I got to go back in the editing studio and see my face and the outside of the airplane and a side view of the airplane and a forward view of the airplane all at the same time synced up. And yeah, so some of the footage is, it, you know, I mean, I got to be there, so I'm a little bit biased, but it feels just like it did sitting there actually watching what's going on.
I want to see the outtakes.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah, there's some big smiles, lots of toothy grins.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
well, I was going to say, you're out there flying aerobatics in these airplanes. Do you have any problem with motion sickness?
No, and you know what? I learned that I didn't in kind of a funny way. I was never one that was greatly interested in aerobatics, and actually it was a glider pilot that got me to try it for the very first time, and I liked it. And we went up last year, if you look at season 2, you'll see we got to go for a ride in Fat Albert. And so I thought we were going to get up into the cockpit. And our camera guy got in the cockpit. Like I said, he gets all the best jobs. And I got to sit in the back sideways seat during the air show routine, which I didn't know that there's about 25 people in the back of that Hercules as it's yanking and banking. And the answer to the question is no, I don't get airsick. And boy, was I ever thankful. I didn't want to crawl out of there with a bag. That would have been embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or worse.
I would have needed one of those giant trash bags.
Were you on Fat Albert when they did the Jado takeoff?
We didn't use Jado bottles. Apparently, they're using those in other places outside of the U.S. these days.
Yeah.
But without the Jado bottle, it was still a kick. They roll down the runway, they pick it up, they clean it up, then they accelerate. They pitch up 45 degrees and then do a 0-degree push over at the top. And of course, in the back of the airplane, there's no windows. You have no idea what's going on. So I know what happened when we took off, and then there was a lot of G's up, left, right kind of stuff. And then I heard the flaps and the gear come down, and I knew we were landing. So... Other than that, it was just a ride. It was something else.
Yeah, it takes something out of it, though, doesn't it?
Really?
It was an interesting experience to feel those sensations and not really know where you are in the sky.
I think they should have pulled the tailgate down just to watch their reactions.
Would have been fun.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you very much for having us.
And do you have a booth or anything in the vicinity?
Yeah, the aviators are in Building C, and you can sit down and watch some episodes if you haven't had a chance to see it before, and they've got DVDs for sale. And if you want to check us out, you can find us on PBS stations or on iTunes or Hulu.